Zer Empresario Magazine Presents, Food for the Spirit, by Daniel Aceves Rodriguez, speaking in class about the Greek ideal of excellence that is captured in the term arete, where the desired virtues for the spirit are combined. The vast culture that is part of our nationality comes to mind, the product of a syncretism worthy of recognition. And for this you only need to walk through the streets of one of the many beautiful magical towns that we have as a country, surrounded by majestic nature that ensures that we do not lose our capacity for wonder, and that our reason without regard shows us the magnificence of existence, of God. There in those alleys of wet tiles with the smell of mud and with a nostalgic touch to the past, our senses do nothing but be shocked by the creativity and ingenuity of the hands of our artisans, who can make a simple corn leaf a beautiful bouquet of flowers or a manger with all the figures of a typical Mexican nativity, without forgetting the filigree full of contrasting colors and tones in bracelets, necklaces, accessories, as well as the delicious culinary variety, especially in that exquisitely gargantuan way with which it is prepares countless sweets and fruits with exotic combinations of drinks and desserts, where the flavor, presentation and color dominate the most demanding palate and immerses us in what is and what represents the rich and vast culture, origin of our roots and basis of our civilization. There, under the influence of sensory magic that impacts and excites our being and provokes feelings and emotions, one of the terms most appreciated by Greek pageia comes to mind. A term called poiesis, which was assigned to the creation or production derived from making or create, and which in turn is treated in one of Plato's most illustrative dialogues. I am referring to the dialogue The Symposium or Symposium, where the Greek philosopher defines it as the cause that converts anything that we consider not to be to be, and understands poiesis as any creative process or form of knowledge to transform nature, as well as a playful expression. In this dialogue the protagonist Diotima describes the fight for immortality in relation to poiesis. In this genesis there is a movement beyond the temporal cycle of birth and decay, and of which she mentions there may be three modalities: the natural procreation of the being, civilly when fighting to achieve fame or heroism, and the other for the soul in the cultivation of virtue and knowledge. Another philosopher, this more contemporary Heidegger, refers to this term as enlightenment or the blossoming of the flower, the transformation of a butterfly through the cocoon, the fall of a waterfall when the snow begins to melt, is that moment of ecstasy produced when something moves away from one position to become another. It is from this conception that in the field of arts, poiesis refers to the fascination caused by the moment in which, through multiple associative phenomena provided by perception, the different elements of a set are interrelated and integrated to generate a new entity called aesthetics. This is the origin of culture. It is the projection of the spirit as a form of expression of aspects of life, closely linked to the thoughts, values that a group of people, place, town shares. It is like a collective soul that is materializes in a permanent, objective, real way. With this amalgamation of feelings, our culture was born from the soul of each Mexican who, expressing his experiences, has filled the corners of our country with a variety of works that make up our life. Folklore, which is the essence and pure root of each of the fine arts, that they are manifested in the purest and most beautiful samples of the true spirit that reflects how great our country is, and that should be the firmest foundation not only of pride, but of the unity that we must have to move forward as a nation that takes advantage of each of these reasons that show us the talent to turn them into an engine of development that in turn is the primary source of civilization. It is sad to understand that if the foreigners of Mexico recognize something more than ourselves, it is all that cultural wealth that is treasured in our soil, which only as an example is to observe those monuments of glory that, as firm witnesses, attest to all the events that we have experienced, lived, from the pyramids of the sun and the moon, Las Cabezas Olmecas, Los Atlantes de Tula, Las Runas de Bonampak, La Piedra del Sol, aqueducts, to mention just a few pre-Hispanic examples. Then passing through all the colonial architecture in cathedrals, basilicas, sculptures and buildings that are visited and admired daily, and that make us see the enormous difference in culture that Mexico has with respect to what can be considered the great civilizations of the world, which although they have known how to amalgamate what exists in other countries and have made the most of it, they cannot mention that they enjoy a culture as rich and valuable as ours, that wealth is what we as Mexicans must uphold and teach to new generations. That our culture be the foundation of a Mexico that can rise from the morass into which it has fallen with the ballasts of flagrant corruption, violence at all levels, theft and abuse of the powerful whom they see as weak. It is time for this wealth to be directed towards the common good and the paedic Greek premise that the culture is the basis of a true civilization, the result of values and the highest human spirit, and therefore of the harmony of the three great ideals, truth, good and beauty. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zer Empresario. All rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this magazine and or podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.